Last year, we had the situation where it was kind of the perfect storm for southern rust. We had inoculum infections that occurred really early in the season. I mean, you're talking, we were picking it up already in parts of the Midwest in June, mid-June, and then as we got into July, we had kind of a situation where we had really kind of consistently warm, but really consistently humid, and those are two things that southern rust really likes, and so. You know, combined with the early infection, it just gave it enough time for that disease to really kind of explode and proliferate across the entire area. And so, you know, it turned into a really bad situation last year where growers really saw the benefit of staying on top of southern rust, throughout the growing season.